Welcome to Ask Dr. Julie Hanks, a safe place for healing conversations that educate and empower you to prioritize your dreams, revolutionize your family, and personalize your faith. I'm your host, Dr. Julie Hanks, a psychotherapist and coach offering online courses and programs to help women all over the world heal themselves and their relationships. Join me here every week as I coach a listener through a specific challenge and empower them with tools to find healing. I'm so thrilled to welcome Mariah to the program today. Welcome, Mariah.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being here. What is your question for me today?
So I feel like I need to give you a little bit of backstory to give you my question.
Okay.
So my husband and I have been married for almost 4 years. Mm-hmm. And we have two kids, not together. He adopted them 2 years ago.
Okay.
And they're from a previous marriage. And we have been trying to have our own baby the entire time that we have been married. And mm-hmm. it just hasn't happened. And we've been diagnosed with secondary unexplained infertility. Mm. And we are getting ready to do our IVF cycle next month. And we're at a really good place in our IVF process, I guess, like our infertility process.
Yeah.
But we have started like an infertility podcast, and we're constantly like working with all of these other people that are experiencing infertility in different ways. Mm-hmm. And having secondary infertility is really hard when you're trying to feel like you belong to the infertility community, because it's kind of hard to say. Like, I feel a lot of guilt for having kids when I still at the same time am going through infertility. So I guess my question is, how do I honor my infertility journey and everything that we've been through with that while still, like, I guess, while having guilt for having kids already? And it's not that I don't love them. Like, I love my boys. Like, they're amazing. You know, they're like my world. We just don't have this extra little missing piece, and it's hard. So I guess, how do I not feel guilty over having kids when we are going through infertility?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So is it hardest when you're talking with other people for your podcast or in the community who don't have children? Is that when the guilt comes up?
Yes. Yeah, it does. Okay. And it's hard not to feel that way, because when we've talked to other people that have secondary infertility, I feel like it's so easy for me to validate them, because I know what that feels like, you know?
Yeah.
And I just don't know why I can't like extend myself that same grace.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have any sense of why that's kind of such a big peace for you?
I don't know. I mean, kind of earlier on in our journey, I did have a few people say things like, you know, at least you have kids, and you know, you should be grateful for what you have. But it's like, I am so grateful for them, and it doesn't really have anything to do with that. It's that we want this baby together that we haven't been able to experience together, because I mean, you know, he adopted my kids, so we didn't have the whole like getting pregnant experience together. And like our own little person.
Yeah. So it's almost like you're part of two different communities.
Yeah.
Right? You're part of like the we have children already. And then you're part of I haven't given birth to my own child, and this is hard. And so it's like you're part of these two, they seem separate, right?
Yeah.
And I wonder if using the word and, like bringing that together, like we have children and I have not experienced giving birth and being pregnant. And so like that's legitimate. And this family's legitimate. Like both of those experiences are legitimate experiences.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that makes sense.
No, I think it does. I feel like there's just like this extra added layer of like, let me back up a little bit. Okay. Infertility, I learned just like through everything that we've been doing that there are so many different ways a couple can experience infertility. Mm-hmm. So where I have had, you know, these two boys and I've like birthed them and I, you know, did all of that with somebody else. Now I'm with my husband who hasn't had that opportunity yet. And even though he has adopted them, it's like there's just this extra little added layer of, like, it's like an infertility like subcategory.
Gotcha. Okay. Oh, I misunderstood. These are your biological sons that your husband yes. adopted. Okay. Yes. For some reason, I was thinking he brought them into the marriage. Okay.
No. Gotcha. I'm sorry. Okay. I should
have. No. I should have gotten that. For some reason, I didn't. Okay. So you want to have a child with your current husband?
Yes.
Like biologically?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Is that a legitimate desire? Like, can you own the fact that you have two children and you're having difficulty having another one with your current husband? Like, can you hold all of that?
I feel like logically I can.
Okay.
But like emotionally, it's so hard. I think I had this expectation when we first got married that we weren't, I expected it to be so easy.
Mm.
And now it's not. And yeah. It hasn't been, you know, since we got married. And it's like, I don't know what to do with that expectation.
Yeah.
Like, I still kind of am holding that. And I probably shouldn't, because we are so far into our infertility journey.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So it sounds like, Mariah, that there's some grieving to do. Like, this isn't what I expected.
Mm-hmm.
This is much harder than I expected. And I'm sad about that. And I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
Can you let yourself feel that?
I feel like talking to you, I feel like I can.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, I look at these two kids that I have and they are amazing. And then I just feel so guilty for like wanting another baby.
Okay. So you're using your boys to negate your feeling of loss.
That makes so much sense when you put it like that.
And you can adore and love your boys and grieve the loss that you haven't been able to have a child with your current husband. Those can exist together. One does not have to negate the other.
Okay.
And I think you're using the fact that you already have kids as a reason you shouldn't grieve or yeah. shouldn't feel sad.
Yeah, I think so too. When you put it like yeah. that, it's so simple.
It's always simple when it's not your own stuff, right? That's why therapists need therapists and coaches yeah. need coaches. Yeah. So I think giving yourself permission and using, and I have two beautiful boys and I am sad. I am heartbroken about not easily having a child with my current partner.
Mm-hmm.
Those can both exist. And let yourself be sad and grieve the expectation. Like, it worked before. Why isn't it working now? Like, come on. Yeah. This is,
yeah.
And that's hard and that's sad and it's heartbreaking and it's disappointing and all the, you know,
yeah.
all the feelings. And that's okay to feel those. It doesn't mean you're not grateful. It doesn't mean you don't love your boys. It doesn't mean anything about them.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. You look relieved.
I do. It was nice hearing that.
Yeah.
So how do I feel like I fit into this infertility community when I am in this subcategory? Do you know mm-hmm. what I mean? And I desperately want to fit in because I feel like we're doing a lot of work with the community, and I don't know. I feel like I want to validate my experiences, and I feel like I can do that by giving back to the community. Mm-hmm. So how do I like yeah. I fit in?
So I want you to think about, instead of fitting in, because fitting in means like I have to fit some mold,
mm-hmm.
right? Like I have to fit this specific mold of infertility.
Yeah.
Which you don't fit.
Yeah.
So I want you to think more about belonging and making a contribution.
I like that.
Okay. You're not going to fit the mold. You don't fit the mold that a lot of people have, you know, the situation where they don't have children. And so that's okay, but you can still belong and you can contribute in meaningful ways. You are experiencing loss of expectations and difficulty and going through IVF, which is, that is similar to probably what a lot of people are going through. And it's also different because you already have two, right? But you are making, it sounds like you are at least trying to or starting to make a really valuable contribution.
Thank you.
To the community. And so that can help you feel like you belong, even if you don't fit the cookie cutter mold.
Yeah. I love that. I love talking with you.
Well, thank you. I love talking with you too. So what's coming up for you? What's coming up for you right now as we're talking about this?
So I feel like it all just sounds so simple, you know, like changing my belief from fitting in to belonging and changing my belief from, you know, how I feel about like my boys with, I am experiencing loss and infertility and also I have children. It's just, I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of like mental work that I'm going to have to do, which is okay. I'm willing to do it.
Totally. Yeah,
but it's going to be a lot of like reframing, which is not bad. Not a bad thing. It's just, it takes work.
Get some note cards and write down affirmations that you look at every day or put them on your mirror, like, and A-N-D, you know, just like, I have my kids and I'm struggling with infertility and it's painful and I'm grateful. And, you know, so
all of it.
Yeah. And so just little cues, write down some little cues that will help you practice that every day, because changing the way you think and feel about something is a skill that takes practice.
Okay.
And so it's not just going to be like, poof, everything's great. But when you catch yourself negating your experience, be aware and go like, oh, wait, I'm using my boys to negate my grief. I can still have my boys and my grief. Okay. All right. Like, kind of get yourself back on track.
Yeah. I like that and word.
Yeah.
Because it is so simple. Like, when you look at it, just, it is simple. I can do both. It's just,
you have to let yourself.
Yeah. Right?
Let yourself.
Yeah.
And I really think allowing yourself to feel the grief of not easily being able to have a child with your current partner, that's really important. Like, be sad about it. Like, it's okay to be sad about it.
Yeah.
And share that with him. And, you know, because that's real. That's grieving expectations. Like, oh, we're just going to continue to create our family and it's going to be so great. And like, oh, it didn't happen that way. And this is really hard. And it's not. Yeah. So that's real. Okay.
Yeah. We, I've said this so many times, but we fully planned on having a honeymoon baby. We were so positive that like we were going to get pregnant on our honeymoon and then that was just going to be it. And then we're going to have kids every 2 years until our family was complete. And now here we are, 4 years later, without these extra people that we fully planned on having. And it's just, it's a weird place to be in when your expectations aren't met.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And this is good practice because you're going to have more expectations that aren't met in life. That's just life.
Yeah.
Like your kids may not grow up to be who you think they're going to be, or life is full of twists and turns. And so as long as you're growing and you're learning and you're learning how to love and empathize with other people, like that, it's all good.
Yeah.
Along with the sadness, there's probably a lot of good.
It's that and word.
Yep. There it is. That's your motto.
I know. And.
So has this been helpful for you, Mariah?
I think so. I mean, everything you've said just, it makes a lot of sense. And it is so simple. It's just the implementing part that
That takes
work
time. Yeah, that
on.
takes time. And be patient with yourself in terms of doing that. Like grieving takes time.
Yeah.
So give yourself that time.
I think I can do that. I feel like I can do that.
I think you can too. I think you
Thank
can.
you.
Yeah. So what nuggets are you going to take with you from our conversation today?
And
And okay, there it is.
I love that. I love that so much. I love the being able to experience two things, two emotions, two belief systems at the same time, and then they can go together.
Right.
And
Yeah.
that's a big, I think, I mean, it is such a simple concept.
Yeah.
But
But
it's,
you're not alone. And like we tend to just want to put things in either or categories. Our brains just want to do that. And so it's going to take practice to go this and this. It's and I think you'll be able to apply that in so many areas of life.
yeah.
So that's wonderful.
Thank you.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you for taking the time to talk with me today, Mariah.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. Thank you for all of your wisdom and just, I love that you're doing this and that you're helping other people. I think I love it. I admire you
Oh,
for it.
thank you so much. And thanks for sharing your heart with us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Hi, friends. Have you ever thought of working with me as your personal coach? Well, I have a couple of openings for women in Utah or virtually all across the globe, and I would love to work with you. I'm a licensed therapist, and I've been specializing in women's emotional health and relationships for nearly 30 years, and I've transitioned to doing personal coaching. I love it, and I'm excited to work with you. I help women making career and life decisions, communication training, moving on after children have moved out of the home or after divorce, finding your passion in life, or creating partnership in your marriage and family. I also work a lot with faith transitions and mixed faith marriages. I'm confident that I can help you create the life you love. I can't wait to work with you. And you can use code 150 off for $150 off priority coaching with me. Go to drjuliehanks.com/coaching. Or email hello@drjuliehanks.com for more information. Again, that code is 150, so 150 off OFF. Have you ever thought, hey, I want to talk to Dr. Julie Hanks about this question? Well, now's your chance. I want to have you on my podcast. So email hello@drjuliehanks.com with your question and the reason why you want to be on the podcast. And we may just choose you for a free coaching session.